Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sam Gray. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Marty McManus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lil Stoner. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Lil Stoner. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Hale reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into center field. Maynisch picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Maynisch. Bishop scores. Hale moves to third. Cobb moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cobb moves to third. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lamar. The throw from Woodall and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley can't make a play. That's a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Warner moves to second. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Maynisch reaches second base with a double. Warner scores. There goes Gehringer trying to get to home. Lamar throws the ball into Cochran, who tags Gehringer for the out. Maynisch moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maynisch scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stoner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warner moves to third. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lamar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Warner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cobb throws the ball into Boley, who tags Heilman trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Geringer covering, for the out. Boley moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Stoner. Boley moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop is hit by the pitch. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boley tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bishop. The throw from Woodall and he is out, McManus applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lil Stoner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stoner is 0-for-1 in the game. Stoner bunts towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Woodall moves to second. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hiney Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Manish hits a line drive into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lamar hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boley moves to third. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bishop strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. McManus reaches second base with a double. Blue moves to third. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray juggles the ball. That's an error on Gray. Blue scores. McManus moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Al Wingo pinch hits for Lil Stoner. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Al Wingo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wingo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. McManus scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's Athletics, 4, Tigers, 4. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Holloway now pitching. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Simmons moves to second. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Lamar hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heilman hits a line drive into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg strikes out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Blue strikes out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. McManus reaches third base with a triple. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Woodall is walked intentionally. Bernie DeViveros pinch hits for Ken Holloway. Bernie DeViveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeViveros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dykes juggles the ball. That's an error on Dykes. McManus scores. Woodall moves to second. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.